listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference, right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Welcome to our finance conversation, a sense with a sense, where we try to make those sense make some sense. And today our conversation in this finance era is good debt. Yes, we've been all been raised right on the golden rule of finance. Stay clear of debt. Stay out of it. You don't want to touch it even with a long pole. But what if that advice is actually keeping you from growing financially? So we're going to be taking a look at that, right? While high interest cards, credit cards, right, can be a financial death trap. The world's wealthiest actually use debt as a powerful engine to help their empires, right? They use them to grow. If you don't know how to leverage debt, you might find yourself, you'll never become a big player in the finance space. Today, we're flipping the script on our balance sheet. We're diving into the good debt playbook, how to spot it, how to use it to buy assets, and how to make the bank's money work for you, not yours. Keep yours chilled while you use others' money. That's our conversation. And joining us is finance expert, Brother Reggie Mashabela, who's going to be sharing with us on what good debt is all about and if there even is such a thing to exist. Sir, good morning to you and welcome once again to Adventist World Radio.
Good morning, and good morning to our listeners back at home. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Only a pleasure, sir. Only a pleasure. Trusting that you're doing all right, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you very much. And thank you also for such a wonderful topic this morning.
Indeed,
you know,
indeed.
You guys, I must give it to you. You never fail when it comes to topics, eh? You always have the nice food to dish up.
Certainly, we're trying to just make sure that we enrich the lives of those who are tuning in.
Sure.
and are benefiting from this. And this idea of a good debt, I mean, we've been told that debt is something you don't want to be found. Even the Bible says don't owe anyone anything
anyone.
But love, you know. But how can actually be a tool for building wealth? Debt to build wealth? How do we do that?
You know, one thing I must say, as finance expert would tell you, that one of the or two greatest assets that you have as an individual is your income plus your credit score, you know.
Okay.
And then in you having a good credit score, what you then use it for plays a very vital role, you know. That's where we start introducing the subject of good debt, you know, which is where most of the time when we take debt, we should be channeling this debt to.
Okay. And when they say debt, they say good debt pays for itself. What does it even mean? Explain maybe the difference of just borrowing for an asset versus borrowing for an liability. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Majority of the time, when we acquire debt, we acquire it to satisfy instant gratification. You know, instead of using the debt to finance things that have a potential of generating an income for us, you know.
Okay.
So when we start financing assets, those assets which it's sometimes immediately work in our favor by generating some income for us, or some other assets, they may be prolonged. You may start seeing the benefits at the later stage.
Okay,
you know.
Okay,
so. Now, there's different types of these assets that we can finance that have a potential of generating an income for us. And I think I'll get a little bit controversial at some point, because most people, they would talk about purchase a home loan, put debt in a home loan,
yeah,
you know.
Property is
the way to go. But then they are sometimes... You know, each and every financial decision, or let me say most financial decisions that we take, they are associated with a risk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can purchase a property without proper research, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find that you bought in an area that is not really profitable. You try to rent out the property, there no one wants to stay there. You know, you there are a lot of elements that could contribute to that. One of them being crime in that area. No one would like to stay where each time they leave the house, they feel like they won't find their TVs anymore. You know,
That's true.
so us in making sure that whatever asset that we are purchasing on credit, we also do a thorough research around it. You know, because it's not always a glorious, or it's not always favorable to us that whatever asset we are going to purchase on credit, it will work in our favor. You know, it may not work in our favor. And we can also look at certain things, like one would tell you a car, it's a liability. You know, it's depreciating an asset. Sure, cool. But what if that vehicle, you use it as an income generator? Then that is an asset, you know. And I think of late, cars have basically proven that they can be great income generators. I've met clients who used their income, their good credit score, purchase small cars, which they then put into e-hailing business. You know, generating an extra 8,000 per week. You know, so then you can't then just come and say a car, because it's a depreciating asset, it's a liability. You know, you can't assume that. For instance, someone would come and mention, why are you purchasing the latest iPhone? And then you have such a conversation with an influencer who's always creating content. You find that with one video, that individual is able to record an income of 100,000. You know, you can't then say the cell phone is a
It's a
liability.
liability.
You know, so the key thing though is that with each and every individual, they need to ensure that they utilize their credit very well. Look for opportunities, because they are always there, you know. And then these opportunities, with your credit, you then use this asset that you have, your credit score, to invest into credit, use the bank's money to purchase assets that have a potential of generating you an income. And then again, right there, I would say do your thorough research. You know, if you're about to go into property, not all property can go wrong sometimes. You know, not all of them may lead you into building a proper property portfolio. Other
That's true.
properties can be a stress to you.
That's true. That's true. And I think that's quite important. And I like this word you use. They use the bank's money. What does it actually mean? And maybe break it down for those joining us today to say, how do we leverage the money that is the bank's to actually grow our own money and become even go to financial independence, something that is quite a rare thing in the African space?
Sure. So when we talk about using the bank's money to purchase assets, so here's the thing. You come across a property worth 1 million rand. It's a very limited number of us that you would find having 1 million rand lying in the bank account.
True.
Or sometimes, even if you have, how about you basically just leave your money, but then utilize the finances or finance that is coming from the bank to basically finance whatever property that you would like to purchase. So in so doing, I get 1 million rand from the bank, purchase this house, put it out for rental, make an income of around 15,000, pay my bond, which is maybe 10,000. I'm making a profit of a 5,000. Meanwhile, there is Reggie who's busy paying this bond on your behalf. So your money just doesn't get touched at all, you know. But then again, this thing, you require a lot of research, because I mean, I've come across a lot of clients who would go and purchase an apartment. You know, in purchasing the apartment, not consider things like there is rates and levies. You know, they just think about the installment. Right after the installment has come, now you have to pump in some money to make sure that you cover certain expenses of the property, you know. So research is very crucial, you know. There is, of course, a chance for one to be able to build wealth through credit, you know, through purchasing assets, you know. But with like every other business, the moment you start doing that, it's like you're operating a business, you know. And like each and every business has a risk, you know. And then like the definition of an entrepreneur takes calculated risk, you know. A lot of people will come to you and tell you, you'll never go wrong with property, you know. But then if you then just go in thinking, no, you can't go wrong with property, you might meet the nightmare.
Certainly. Certainly. And I like this idea you're emphasizing on the idea of research. Know exactly what's out there and what's the terms of the loan you're getting, what's the terms of the return on investment you're going to be getting, know exactly where you're putting it and so forth. And maybe let's move to the business world, because I mean that's another area where it's very difficult to run with personal funded capital. You need to borrow for you to grow. How can business people use the bank's money to increase their returns on equity? Because that's where sometimes if you don't play it well, again, with the research item, you might find that, hey, now, because when you borrow a loan, you borrow 100,000, you need to pay back almost 200 and odd. And if you don't work it well in the books there, you might find out you're running a loss. Talk to us a bit about how they can prepare better.
Sure. So thank you very much for bringing in also the business world, you know. there's one I usually a conversation I usually have with this one financial advisor who's always stressed about how people even start thinking of doing business at an older when they are getting old, towards the year the age of retirement. You know, there's a lot of risk there. Business, again, it requires a research. It's easy for you to see Reggie owning a trucking business,
okay,
you know, and then you're thinking, no, you know what, this guy, he told me he's making 15,000 from one truck, you know, and then you then decide to actually go and withdraw maybe your retirement money or actually go to the bank to ask for that money, purchase a truck. By that time, there's no research around how much it costs to maintain a truck. Where is the client base, you know? So here's how I would usually advise someone who's willing to go into business before they consider taking credit for that business. If ever I am Reggie and I'm interested in the trucking business, sometimes it doesn't mean that I have to own trucks.
Okay.
What I can then do, I can advertise myself as one who owns trucks, but then I go and find out who has these trucks just to build a client base. For the purposes of building a client base, that Reggie has a trucking business. If ever you are looking for services, I can make them available, but then I outsource the business.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Outsource the business, build a reputation. While you have a client base and then you are sure, then take a risk of going and get credit from the bank. Because now you are exposed to the world of tracking. You see how it works. You see how to obtain the clients and etc.
I hear you.
You know. So, again, if you check, the key word here is research. And then again, be strategic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look at the business like e-hailing businesses. The owners who own the app, they don't even have one vehicle. All they did was to build a system. And then after building a system, have people subscribe to the system and they are making money. Chances are that currently that's when they started being like, okay, let's see how we can make a deal with Toyota, with VW to get some vehicles that will directly belong to us, you know. But then what I'm saying, in starting a business, especially if you are new in it, you don't necessarily need to go acquire debt as yet until you have proven the concept.
Yeah. And I love this idea of saying you can outsource, you know, put yourself in the market and see how it works. I think it was Vusi Tembakwai who was saying, you know what, if you come to me with a beautiful business plan and you're saying, you know what, I want 5 million and I'm projecting that in 5 years I'll be worth 20 million. And then I say, okay, can you show me your current balance sheet, your current bank statement to say, wait, what have you been making? No, it's an idea I've brought out and it works. No. First do something. Sell tomatoes, sell eggs. And then you can tell me, give me 50,000 because I want to run a chicken farm. You know, then it makes sense.
Correct.
You already are used to this and I can hear where you're coming from. And talk to us as you are still on this idea of the business to say, there sometimes is what they call debt to income ratio, where even though it is good debt, it can become bad debt. What does that mean?
So what that means is that the cost of your debt, it's so expensive. That's where things like your credit score, your interest rate come in. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes debt can be so expensive to a point that chances of you making a profit are very slim. I'll make an example with... I go and I purchase a vehicle for e-hailing business.
Yeah.
You know, I go, I say, no, myself, I want to go into a market that has scarce cars, which is, let's say, Uber Black, where you drive executives, you know. Mm-hmm. The cost of that executive vehicle may be so much that for you to actually break even or to actually make a profit, it requires you a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Now, the cost of your credit needs you to work 10 times harder in order for you to end up covering the debt, you know.
Yeah.
That then makes whatever asset you were purchasing to become a liability, because at the end of the day, you are not breaking even, you are not making a profit.
That's true. That's true. No, I hear you. You end up not making a profit because you've crossed over that threshold, and we need to be
100%.
Well, maybe as we draw to the close, two points I want us to really cover. Number one being, this is the point I want us to cover, to say, before someone signs and puts themselves into debt, right, be it with a bank or property or whatever it is, what questions should they ask you? You spoke about the research side of things. Should they ask themselves to ensure that they are making a good debt decision and not just thinking that they are, whereas perhaps they are actually not?
Yeah. So I think the first one, which I've been covering a lot, is the issue of research. And then number two, as a consumer, you need to remember that you have a buying power. So negotiate your interest. There's a lot of financial institutions out there, all of them competing and wanting you, or wanting to finance you. You know, they want to keep you. Financial institutions make a lot of money whenever we are utilizing their finance product. You know, because remember, you have to pay this house for 20 years. So who wouldn't want to keep you as a client for 20 years? You know, as a customer, realize your buying power, that you have the power to negotiate. Gone are the days where when someone comes and they charge you 10%, you just accept without actually negotiating, you know. So negotiate your way through, you know, and see if ever you can't get a better deal, always when you require access to finance.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I think those idea of asking questions, it becomes really, really important. I think were speaking much about, for example, the e-hailing side of things, to say that's one of the things you must do. You mustn't just say, no, people are making money, let me go buy a vehicle.
Let me go.
Which platform is making money? Which car is making money before you just
definitely
jump into it?
how does it work? Mm. You know, sometimes it's just a thing. You have a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Someone is in e-hailing full time. They tell you, I make 15K per month, but they have the time.
Yes.
You don't have the time, you know?
Yeah.
So do a research, and you can't employ someone and tell them that you are going to work for me 24/7 and I'll give you a salary. Most of them, they hire out the car, you know?
And I guess that's also another question you need to ask, to say, hey, am I going to be getting a good driver? Because you get somebody and in no time,
100%.
Write off.
100%.
But the guy said this thing works.
You know? So it's research, and 100%, research.
100%.
That's the answer.
No, thank you so much for that, and the potent message you've given out. We truly want to appreciate you for your time, Reggie. And God bless you. Until we chat again next time.
Thank you very much. And thank you to our listeners at home.
Awesome stuff.
Adventist Bye. World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.